came in a little package.
Yeah.
And it ain't good.
Not as good. I know it's not as good.
No,
I've had some
if you're
good.
Frying it, all goes to gravy.
Mm-hmm. I got some questions about gravy. I think I've hit the right thing talking to y'all about food here. Y'all know all about food, don't
yeah.
you? All right, now, what do you call a pressed meatloaf that's made out of hog's jowls and the head and, you know, just all those parts?
Pressed meat.
Pressed meat?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of the name souse meat?
Yeah, souse meat. That is the old name.
But
in
that's the old name?
That's been known by them two names ever since I can remember. Yeah.
But you call it pressed meat, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
What do you call the center of a cherry? The hard middle part of a cherry.
A cherry, the seed.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you call
pits.
That?
They call them pits.
But you call them seeds.
Cherry pits.
Is that what you call them? You call them seeds?
Yeah.
What do you call the center of a peach, that hard center of a peach?
The seed.
All right. Now, there are two basic kinds of peaches, aren't there? There's one kind that the sweet part that you eat sticks to the seed.
The plum peach.
Cling seed.
Cling seed?
Yeah. They're the best.
I call it a plum peach.
All right, it's called a plum peach. All right, good. What do you call the kind that the sweet part comes away from the stone?
That's a stoneless peach.
A stoneless peach? Now
yes.
All right, what?
What was it?
All right, now, what about the peach? What about the peach?
Cling seed.
Now, that's a cling seed is a kind that it sticks to the seed, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's
what's the kind that comes away from the
clear
seed?
Clear seed.
A clear
yeah.
seed. All right.
Cling seed and clay seed.
And here's some more food for you. What do you call beans that are eaten in the green pods? You know, you cook them and eat them in the green pods.
Green beans.
Green beans?
Yeah.
What do you have any other name? What's the difference between green beans and snap beans?
Snap beans, they're practically the same thing.
What about, is there any difference between them and string beans?
Yeah.
What's a string bean?
A string bean, that there's some that the strings is took out of.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Green beans not matured, and you string
You didn't string them, you cut them small.
I see. What about a large, flat, yellowish bean that you have to take out of the pod? You have to shell them out of the pod, and they big,
butter
flat.
Beans.
Butter beans. Do you ever hear them called lima beans?
That's
yeah, that's the
same thing.
Thing.
Is there any difference between the two, or
you just
call them butter beans?
The same thing.
All right, what do you call the tops of turnips and beets that you cook and eat?
Turnip greens.
All right, do you ever eat the tops of beets?
We pick them sometimes, when we got many. Pick the top of the beet.
I see. So you call them turnip greens, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah.
What do you call corn that's eaten on the cob?
Rosemary.
Ah. You know, that sounds good.
Do you like them?
Yeah, I like corn. I call it corn on the cob,
yeah.
But roasting ears sounds
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
I like the idea of roasted corn anyway.
You know, they got where they can have them now through the winter.
Yeah.
I cooked me some three or four messes here the other day.
You had some corn?
Yeah, my daughter had it frozen on the freezer.
Well, you're lucky. I hadn't had any corn in a long time, but it's coming up the time when you can get it now.
Yeah.
You can get some. What do you call a small squirrel-like animal that's brown and he has little black stripes on his back?
Yeah. Ground squirrel.
A ground squirrel?
Yeah.
And you call him flying squirrel?
Some of them different kinds. He got one guy and the biggest kind.
They're the prettiest things you ever see.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see a gang of them playing in the mountains mm-hmm. and the rock? This is pretty as they can be.
Is that
it's
right?
All kind of spotted and
yeah,
colored.
They look almost like a...
Yeah, I've watched them play.
Yeah.
Yeah, stand still and they just keep on playing.
There's three different kinds of them squirrels, and one of them's a flying squirrel.
Now, it'll float through the...
Yeah, that's flying squirrel.
All right, now, what about an animal that has a real strong, unpleasant odor?